Welcome to Kingdom Talks. I am here today with a very special guest, and I'm going to kindly allow her to introduce herself to the audience.
Hello, everyone. It's such an honor to be here today. My name is Jacqueline Madison. I am founder and editor-in-chief of Beverly Hills Magazine, originally from South Africa, but the Lord led my family to move us here to the United States to live the American dream, which I can say that I am. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, though, none of it would be possible. I'm a born-again Christian, and I am just so grateful for the Lord who has been guiding my life. And I'm here to share with you some insights about how the Lord has helped me rebuild my life and my business and has prospered all the work of my hands. And he wants to do the same for you.
Thank you, Madison. Can you kindly share with us, what do you do?
Absolutely. So I am an entrepreneur. I have founded Beverly Hills Magazine, and I started the magazine from my parents' house. I had no money. It was my third attempt at a magazine. I had tried a first magazine and it failed. I tried a second magazine and it failed because I was trying to do it in my own wisdom. Well, now I know it was really my own foolishness. And then the third magazine was when I lost everything. I had nothing, and I cried out to the Lord, and I asked him to guide me. I really submitted and humbled myself to the Lord, finally. And it wasn't until then that God started guiding me and leading me to rebuild my life, to give me the desires of my heart, which was to build a magazine. But he gave me more than I could have hoped, dreamed, or imagined. He gave me Beverly Hills Magazine. Fast forward 5 years after starting the magazine, I now live in Beverly Hills. And God has helped me, and he continues to every day guide my life and lead me to make the right decisions, to build the business onto new levels of success and growth. And he will do the same for you. It's the God Foundation, or G-O-D Foundation. And the website is giftsofdevotion.org. We support orphanages and ministries around the world, currently in Sierra Leone, Pakistan, Uganda, Gambia, India. And so there's so much need, you know, and God is near to the brokenhearted, and giving alms to the poor is very important to the Lord. You know, charity is the highest virtue in heaven and on earth, because God says there's hope, faith, and charity, but the greatest of all is charity. And if you have all the wisdom or riches or love in the world, but you don't have charity, then you have nothing. See, charity is love in action. It's actually doing for your neighbor who you love as yourself, as they need, you know? So it's very important to give into the poor and into the ministry work of the kingdom of God all around the world.
I usually like to ask my audience to share with us the why. Your why in life? What is your purpose in life?
My purpose in life is to fulfill the plan and purpose that God created me for, to fulfill my destiny, which is the reason why I was created and the reason why God sent my spirit to earth, which we know as born-again Christians, it is to advance the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, and bring God glory. Not only do we desire to be blessed, but it's always for the blessing of others, because that truly is the heart of God.
So what's your take on that, the importance of the scripture in every aspect of our lives, not just limited to the spiritual, the faith?
The Bible is the highest authority of knowledge, of wisdom, and truth that exists on planet Earth. It is the most important and reliable text that any human being can read and adhere to and apply the principles that they can learn from the Bible and the teachings of God himself, for it is the Word of God, the infallible Word of God. And there are applicable principles within the Bible that God has revealed to us that give us the insight and revelation needed for us to overcome, conquer, and succeed in every aspect of our lives. That's personally, relationships, business, you name it. God has given us insight through his word.
Thanks for sharing that. I want to ask you specific questions. If you can share with the audience, what are some Bible verses that you have used, you have applied in your own personal life?
There's so many. First, I'll start with Matthew 19:26. I live by, with God, all things are possible. When you are seeking the Lord and you're seeking to fulfill your destiny, which is God's will for your life, he's going to reveal the destiny he has for you. God's word says, without a vision, my people perish. So God is going to give you a vision for your future. Okay. And then we must trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding. That is also Proverbs, I believe, 3, 5, and 6, because when we do that, he will direct our path. And so God is going to guide your life from heaven. God has seen the beginning, the present, and the future. So God knows what's going to happen if you make certain decisions. Okay, and if you choose certain things, good or bad. So that's why we trust in the Lord with all our heart, because he has the wisdom that it's impossible for man to have. But with God, it's not impossible, right? So we trust in him, knowing that he knows everything. He's giving us divine wisdom so that we can make the right decisions, because he says, commit all your works to me and your thoughts will be established. So he's also going to, God can impart into your mind the correct thinking. Okay. And so when your mind is aligned with God's will for your life, you're going to make the right decision. But we're not robots. God gave us free will. So sometimes we may make a decision that's not quite aligned correctly with God's perfect will. But that's why when we seek the Lord with all our heart and we trust in him with all our heart, he guides us, right? So you have to be open to the guidance. That's why every day you got to pray, Lord, you know, guide me, show me the way. God wants us to be, see, he's a present God. He's another scripture is he's a very present help in our time of need. So when we are trusting in him with all our heart, when we acknowledge him in all our ways, and I'm giving you a lot of scripture here, when we acknowledge him in all our ways and he is directing our path, he's literally going to tell you what to do. He's going to tell you when you've made a mistake. How does he tell you? How does God communicate with us? Through dreams, through signs, wonders, miracles, sometimes through other people. But you have to be very close with God to know and have the discernment of when he's speaking to you. Because the devil, we have a very real enemy who is the adversary of God's will. And that enemy is also opposing us fulfilling our destiny, okay, which is God's will for our personal lives. So that being said, we have to pray every morning. I say unlock every morning with prayer and lock every night with prayer. If God wakes you up in the middle of the night, pray. You see, you must understand, prayer is our power. Prayer unlocks the realms of heaven to be activated into your life and allows God to actively participate with you in your life. But it's something we have to invite into our lives by initiating that relationship with the Lord through prayer, okay? And reading the word. This is how our spiritual lives become activated. But I believe it goes without saying, you have to be born again. You must be baptized, ask the Lord to fill you with his Holy Spirit, because that is the down payment of our eternal life, is the deposit of the Holy Spirit in us. And well, I can go on and on, believe me. I live thanks. By the word of God. Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing some of the scriptural verses that have touched you, that you live by. Another question that you mentioned, that when we acknowledge God in all our ways, when it comes to decision making, that's something that as professionals or business owners, we constantly have to make decisions. And that decisions not only affect us, it affects our employees, it affects the stakeholders, the suppliers, you know? So that's when the Bible says, in all your ways, acknowledge me in all, meaning that be it business, be at work, be it family, in all your ways, acknowledge me, consult me, get me involved. I will direct your path.
It's so true. God is the CEO of the universe. He's the original entrepreneur, the original creator, right? So when we acknowledge him in all our ways and he's directing our paths, he's going to give you the practical applications to build your business. And what you said is 100% correct. We have to acknowledge the Lord in all our ways, not some of them, not only some of the time, all the time. Your life has to be 100% devoted to listening to the Lord and following his guidance. Then he can build your life. You see, God's word also says that the heart is deceitful above all things. God's word also tells us that it is not within man to be able to direct his own life. You know what that tells us? That we don't even in our human capabilities have the ability to direct our lives correctly. You see? That's why God, who is our shepherd, Psalm 23, and he leads us in paths of righteousness. You see, God's word also says that he guards those paths of righteousness. So when we are seeking the Lord, we're seeking to obey the Lord, and he's truly the Lord of our life, he's going to give his angels charge over us and guard us in all our ways. This means divine spiritual protection that will keep us on the right paths and in God's will. This is the path to the blessed life, to God prospering the work of your hand, because you are in his will, and his will is always for his glory.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. In order for us to be blessed in everything that we do, we need to align our lives. We need to align our plans, our activities within God's plan and purpose for us. There's an example of Solomon. You know, he wanted to become a leader, but he humbled himself to say, God, you have given me this great multitude and I don't know my left to my right. All I'm asking you for, he was asking for attributes, because most times we want God to give us the end results, the end product. But God always gives us the raw materials. God always gives us things that they're not tangible, things that are inside, attributes.
Well, mostly that spirit for people who are not surrendered and submitted to the will of the Lord, that spirit is pride, you know, and it's pride and vanity. And these are sins. These are, you know, sins in the eyes of the Lord. That's why God's word also tells us that he gives grace to the humble, but resists the proud.
Yeah.
And so the secret to success in the will of the Lord is to humble yourself under his mighty hand, and he will lift you up in due time.
Yeah.
You know, and God is concerned with your character development, you see, because God's will is not only for you to fulfill your destiny in this world and the plan and purpose that he foreordained for your life. Again, I'm giving you a lot of scripture, the good works that he foreordained for your life so that you should walk in them, but it's your eternal salvation, you know? And so God isn't going to open a realm of opportunity or influence or wealth to you if your character is not ready and prepared for that level of spiritual warfare or that level of carnal battle with your own sinful tendencies. See, we have a dual nature. We have a carnal sinful nature, and we have a spiritual divine nature, and the flesh wars against the spirit. Okay, so if we're not fully prepared and armored up in the full armor of God to be able to resist the temptations to sin of our fleshly nature in the levels and realms of influence and wealth that God wants to bring us into in our business, then he won't do it. So it may take years for your character to be developed before God will bless you with wealth or bless you with global influence, otherwise known as fame. You know, the blessing and wealth comes from two sources, either the devil or the Lord. Okay. And this is very clear in when the devil came to tempt Jesus. The devil said, I can give you all the kingdoms of the world if you just bow down to me. And many people do choose that. Okay. But when you are truly sincere in seeking the Lord and wanting to save your soul, you know, do the will of God and walk in righteousness, there's a certain process and protocol necessary for your character development, for your soul's growth, in order for that process to take place. God is faithful. If he's given you the vision, this is why you must pray to the Lord. God, reveal to me my destiny. Reveal to me what you would have me to do for your glory. Why did you create me, God? Lead me and guide me to the fulfillment of my destiny. I choose as an act of my will to do your will, God. He will. He will reveal it to you, and then he will guide you to the fulfillment of it.
Thank you, Madison. This leads me to talking about character development. I think in the business world, they call it ethics, because as Christians, God doesn't expect us to perform certain practices that are unethical, let's say at work or run our own business. That is why, like you said, God is more concerned about who will become, what we do rather than what we can achieve. Because in the process of who will become, we exemplify godly attributes, honesty, integrity, patience, proper communication, putting other people's needs before ours, servant leadership, servant attitude. Because Jesus said, the leaders of this world, they lord it over people. But for you as his disciples, he wants us to be servants. And whatever God has given you, you are not the owner of it. You are a steward of everything, that even the wealth that you have, the grace that you have, the gifts that you have, you're not the owner of it. You are a steward of it.
That's correct. Now, if God gives you a vision for a business, you're still going to operate as a business. In other words, there's going to be commerce involved. You may have pricing, services you offer, products you have for sale, right? So in that way, there is still an element of business involved, or financial management. But God gives you the wisdom to manage your business correctly. God has told me something. He's opened the eyes of my understanding to show me people who were in my business, people I had hired that were deceiving me, that were betraying me. And so I was able, with God's revelation, to fire them, to get rid of the Judases in my network. Okay, this is how God helps you in business, right? Because he sends us out as wolves, as sheep amidst the wolves, right? So let's not forget that. I mean, we're going into business to make money, and God understands that, but there's going to be people who are not righteous and who are unethical and lying and cheating, and who are like Judas, okay? Willing to betray for their own gain. Okay. So there's that element in terms of servitude, because servitude is a posture of heart that we have to have as a human being. Okay. And this, most likely God will align your business goals and vision that he puts in your heart and reveals to you to pursue, which is his will for you, there'll be some component or element of ministry or philanthropy involved, like a charity or a ministry. So this combination of you growing a business and God guiding you in the practical aspects of the business to make money is going to simultaneously be for the purpose of growing your ministry or your charity or whatever that servitude role God also reveals to you. There most likely will be both, because we are all called to the Great Commission, and we know that we need money in order to fund the kingdom, in order to support the poor, in order to build the churches, you know, and build the orphanages. So again, getting back to God being the original entrepreneur, he knows everything. He's the all-knowing wise one. Okay, so he has the wisdom to teach us and lead us and guide us to build a business that can be profitable in the world while still operating it righteously in the will of God, without sin, without lying, cheating, stealing, betraying, none of that. And allow the business, and God will prosper that business that is operating righteously for the purpose of funding ministry initiatives and charitable initiatives, etc. Like, I've started the God Foundation. God put that on my heart, and we're a global outreach charitable ministry as well. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and God will do the same for you. Again, it's for your blessing and the blessing of others, but all of it is for His glory.
Wow. This leads me to my final question for you on excellence, because we serve a God of excellence. When He created this universe, everything serves a purpose. For instance, the light serves a purpose for seasons and signs, according to Genesis. But God is also meticulous. God is a designer. God is a creator. He's very creative. He's very intelligent. Well, sometimes we as Christians, we just do things anyhow. There's no perfection in a sense of beauty, in a sense of creativity, in a sense of excellence in how we do our podcast, how we do our business. No, like, what do you think about excellence? Because in the Bible, it says in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29, do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknowing man.
So in the kingdom of God, excellence is not the exception. It's the rule. You see, because when we are truly born again and we're seeking God with all our heart, and we're keeping His commandments, and we're walking in righteousness, and we're holy before the Lord, because God says, be ye holy as I am holy. And God is not only excellent, but God is perfect, and God is holy, and God is righteous. And so when we're seeking the Lord and we're obeying Him because we're listening to Him and He's guiding our lives as the Lord of our life, we will be holy as He is holy. We will purify ourselves as He is pure. And when our spirit desires this, and our spirit really does grow to this point of spiritual maturation in the full measure likeness of Jesus Christ, because that's God's will for us, that we all grow in the full stature, measure, and likeness of Jesus Christ. It's to become like our heavenly, our Father, because Jesus is the wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Okay, so again, my original point, excellence is not the exception, it's the rule. So when we have the full measure of God's Spirit, because He gives it without measure, ask for the indwelling of the Spirit, ask for God's grace every day, you will operate in God's excellence, and you will do things in excellence. And I understand we're human, and perhaps we make mistakes, and I'm not wanting to give a false sense of idealism, but I want everyone to understand that that is possible. And the more we surrender to the Lord, the more we submit and humble ourselves to Him, and fast. Fasting is a very powerful way to bring your flesh into submission to the Spirit, to be able to hear God clearly. You will heed His guidance and operate according to what He's telling you to do. And that's how you can display excellence in all your endeavors, by the wisdom of God.
What is your last message to the listeners?
Submit to the Lord. Humble yourself. Forget everything you know. And seek Him with all your heart. Ask Him for wisdom. Ask Him to remove from your life and your soul and your being anything that hinders the fulfillment of His plan and purpose for your life. Listen, there is God's will and there's free will. You can't have both. But God's will for your life is your dream life. When you really understand that, it's foolish to not want to go to God and submit to Him and to seek Him in all your ways and let Him guide you and lead you. Because that is the path in this life, the only path that will lead to eternal life and the fulfillment of your destiny and the greatest fulfillment of your soul. So I encourage you with that. Jesus Christ loves you. He is with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. You can trust in him with all your heart. No matter what temptations or trials or attacks the devil sends your way, cling to the Lord. He is the lifeline to your, not only your dream life, but your eternal life. Trust in him with all your heart.